It's clear the Russian people do not unanimously support the invasion of Ukraine. Anti-war protesters have turned out in more than 50 Russian cities, and here they are in Moscow chanting no to war. This clip ends with a woman being dragged off by police. And joining us now is Andrew Roth. He's Moscow correspondent for The Guardian. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us more about what the protests have looked like, and are they continuing?
So these are, you know, mid-sized protests, I would say, that are set at a certain time, right next to Pushkinskaya Square, which is this big square in downtown Moscow, has a big statue of the poet Alexander Pushkin on it. But actually, because they know the protests are coming, the police actually block that square off. And so what you see is, toward evening, around the time when they're supposed to start, people start gathering on the side streets next to this big square, and they just kind of stand around, because the second that anybody really lifts up any kind of sign or starts to chant any kind of anti-war slogan, the police come and arrest them and take them away. And so the way the protests look is that sometimes for an hour or even longer, there's this weird ebb and flow where people one by one sort of step out to protest, and then the police jump in and grab them away and take them into the waiting police vans.
And this crackdown, when did that begin? Has this been going on since the beginning?
The crackdown on protests has been taking place in Russia for a very long time now. I mean, it's become more and more difficult to really go out on the streets and protest against the government. I've been here for about 10 years, and so about the time when I came here, there were protests about elections rigging and things like that. And after that, you know, there were some protests and anti-war protests over the annexation of Crimea. But as time has gone on, and on such a sensitive issue like this, it's become hard to really, you know, even have a mass protest without the fact that police are going to come in and arrest, you know, thousands of people who are taking part in them.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading their estimates that perhaps more than 5,000 Russians have been detained in cities across the country. What's going to happen to those who are arrested?
So far, most of those protesters have just been charged with a kind of administrative, you know, violation, sort of like violating the peace, protesting without a permit. And so they'll be given administrative sentences of 10 to 15 days in prison. What we don't know is if they could be charged with, in the future, you know, something more severe, if there could be a charge that, you know, they were involved in hooliganism, which could be several years in prison. And the way things are going, I mean, there are a lot of discussions of treason charges that could take place. We don't know, you know, what the future really looks like in Russia for people who are willing to speak out against this war, because it feels like everything is changing in the country right now very quickly.
Andrew, you've written about prominent Russians living abroad speaking out against war, and we see images of massive anti-Russia protests in many countries. What can you tell us about this global public pushback?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I wrote about prominent Russians also from the country, from inside of Russia, who are actually pushing back against this. And I think that that's an incredibly important point, is that a lot of Russians are not on board with what's taking place and are really horrified by it. You know, we know that these aren't the most massive protests that Russia has ever seen. I don't think that they're very likely to impact kind of the Kremlin policy right now. But I think that it's a testament to the Russian people, and especially to those people who step out, that there are people who are opposed to this and are also willing to put their livelihoods and put their safety at risk as well.
Is there any way this opposition from Russians at home and abroad, and opposition from citizens around the world, impacts what Vladimir Putin may do? Does he care?
In the straightforward sense, I think no. I've been here for a long time. I have never really seen street politics change the Kremlin's mind about anything. You know, the idea here is that protests shouldn't change what Putin thinks or what the government does. At the same time, the fact that there are prominent people and the fact that people are willing to take risks in this case could mean that at least there's less elite support for what's taking place right now. You know, we are seeing the daughters and sons of oligarchs and some oligarchs themselves speak out against what's taking place or give cautious messages in support of peace. We do see that people at the top of government look uncomfortable, and they should, because they're being put out in front of the entire country to support what looks like a pretty unforgivable war of aggression against Ukraine. So maybe there's an indication that there is not the kind of elite support for an extended conflict that the Kremlin would want, and that could point to some kind of instability in the future. But to be very honest, I'm pretty bearish on that possibility at the moment. And I do think that right now it does feel like there's a lot of momentum in direction of a really bad war.
Mm. Andrew Roth is Moscow correspondent for The Guardian. Andrew, thanks for your time.
Thank you.